This is the Producers Journal Podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. Go to ShelbyRowProductions.com, Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. Today we're going to be talking about a popular topic in the world of podcasting, and that is filler words. What are those? And how we can possibly get better at not using them. But before we get into the featured topic, let's talk some updates here. Internet. Got it. AC. Fixed. And then now let's get to the YouTube channel. I have been overthinking. We have discussed this before. But sometimes overthinking creates good choices. And I'm hoping that this will streamline things for me, but also, in a way, make me some money. We all like making money. So I have a personal channel that is monetized. It's just under my name. And I can thank my mother for that. She has been a YouTuber for many years and has built a following over those years and has been a monetized channel for all those years. And last year, I decided that I was going to dip my toe in that world and start a channel. But I wanted to play a game in a way. And I talked to my mother about this, and she was on board with it. She was to announce to her audience that I was going to start a channel. Now, that had some weight because over the years, of course, my mother talked about me and about my years of being a musician and touring. And they definitely knew my daughter. My mother and daughter have made plenty of videos together. So her audience knows the family and they know of me. And they have always known how quiet and shy I've always been around the camera. Never liked it. Well, come last August, I had broken through that shyness and through that wall because of creating content for the business. I was now making more videos, recording podcasts, different than this one. So I kind of broke out of my shell and decided, hey, let's try a channel where I'm just going to talk about stories and about my past and the music world, whatever it may be. So the game was for her to announce to her audience that I wanted to start a channel, but I would not make a video until I had 1,000 subscribers. Now, the reason why that number is important is because that's step number one to getting a monetized channel. You need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours. Obviously, the watch hours takes time. Of course, getting subscribers does too. But it was an interesting experiment to see how many people would subscribe to a channel that had zero videos on it. And I mean zero, nothing. And so she did that. And within, I think it was 24, maybe 36 hours, I had 1,000 subscribers. And then it kept growing. So I was like, all right, guess I'm starting a channel. A year later, I have, I think, 5,600 followers. I don't know how many total views. And it's been cool. And it's been inconsistent. I used to be busier on it. But it's just a soup of different kinds of videos, whether I'm talking about depression, anxiety, or self-help type stuff, or just talking about stories from music world or vlog kind of things. And it's just been throwing stuff at the wall, and it's continuing to be that. Now, one of the things I'm throwing at that wall is this podcast. This podcast has been living its early life in its own YouTube channel, but really the business YouTube channel, which was for Shelby Row Productions. And you've heard me push you guys to that before. And if you go to the link tree in the description, or have gone to that link tree, it's sent you to that YouTube channel if you clicked on the YouTube icon. Well, that channel has a couple hundred subscribers, and the audiograms that sync up and share from Podbean to that channel are getting 10 views. Now, I know it's audio only. Anyone that doesn't know what an audiogram is, it's a static image with animated waveforms and audio. So it's technically a video, but with a static image, which then allows you to be able to put it on YouTube. YouTube, you can't upload just audio. It needs to be video. But you get around that by uploading it with a static image. Okay. So Podbean, the hosting account that hosts this podcast, has this great feature where you can connect it to YouTube and then automatically updates that audiogram. Well, I'm going to start syncing that audiogram to my channel, because now automatically in proxy, this podcast will be monetized. Even if this podcast on my channel gets way less views than my other videos, because it might not track with my audience. Remember, my mother's audience is the one that came over to my channel. The average age of my audience is, I'm not lying, 65, and 95% women. So they might not track with this podcast. So I'm not expecting thousands of views for this podcast, but if I get 100, A, it's more than 10, and I might earn a buck. Because then that covers some of the overhead I have with this podcast. Because now, as I mentioned in a previous episode, I have hired a social media manager to help me with the posting of this podcast. It's not a huge position, and it's not hours and hours and hours of work a week, but it's going to cost me a little money every month to have someone help me manage this stuff. So why not utilize my channel and put this over there? Changes are being made. I haven't migrated the stuff yet, but just giving you a heads up that when it's official and I've changed my link tree and everything is updated, I will let you know. Podbean. Podbean, for whatever reason, sucks. Now, I just praised it because it does this awesome thing where it syncs audiograms to YouTube. But for whatever reason, it's been acting up. And I even noticed this with a client. And then it happened to me. Episode 20 was supposed to drop on August 18th. I'm recording this on the 20th. And it didn't update on any of the platforms. It did in Podbean. It clearly showed that it was published, but it wasn't updated anywhere. Now, this has happened in the past with a client, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Then I decided to change the title a little bit and then hit update, and that worked. It like pushed it out, which and it still makes no sense to me. So that happened to me. So I go to Podbean support and I tell them what's going on. I do not tell them that I discovered this hack, or if you change some of the text in the title or in the description, all of a sudden that forces it to update and push out. I didn't tell them that. And I didn't use that hack. I just waited it out and let the episode go out late because I wanted to see what they said so I can get answers on what happened and how they fixed it. So 24 hours later, I get an email from them. You're updated. Thank you. Pretty much like that. A few more words, but that's really all they said. Your channels are updated now. Let us know if you need anything else. Okay, so I got two more questions. What happened? And how did you fix it? Filler words. What on earth are filler words? You know, it's like, you know, hey, you know, It's like, check it out. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's sort of like this. You know what I'm saying? You got it? I think you get it by now. We all use these words in everyday life. For the most part, there are some very well-spoken people that can self-edit and not speak with filler words. But for the most part, we all lean on these words because what's happening is it's giving us a moment to think of what we want to say next. And like that. So where this becomes a hot topic in podcasting is because of recording the human voice and trying to engage with an audience and not boring people to death and getting to the point as best as possible. There's two forms of editing in podcasting. Really, that's what it comes down to. Basic edit and scrub edit. A scrub edit or scrubbing a file means that the editor will listen through every second of an episode and delete or cut out filler words as best as possible. Sometimes they're not editable because the filler word may blend into the next word. So we leave those in because otherwise an edit would sound choppy. But when someone is like, and then they speak, you can cut that out. And if you've noticed, I just used the word like. It's just ingrained in me to use filler words. I've always spoken with filler words. So scrub editing eliminates the filler words as best as possible. The theory behind that is it increases the pacing. It can sound less boring. It can fatigue people's ears. This is very important if you have a guest. If this is it's an interview style podcast and you have a guest that ends up being very boring, dry, and riddled with filler words. That is when I would strongly suggest to any client, you want scrub editing, because that will bore people to death and just fatigue their ears with constant filler words. Basic edit, which is exactly what this podcast is. This is a basic edit form podcast where I edit nothing and I let it all fly. And that's very popular as well, because for the clients out there, it's a cheaper alternative. They're not going to pay as much. It's a flat rate, what I charge them. If someone wants me to scrub, then we track hourly. Because if they send us a one-hour file 1 week and the next week is a two-hour file, well, one is going to take longer than the other. So we track time and charge hourly. But when it's a basic edit, it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 3 hours. It's really the same amount of time to complete it, where you edit the ends, you clean up the beginning, you clean up the end, optimize the audio by trying to reduce background noise, which I do for this, and then you optimize the audio with compression or normalizing and get the volume to its fullest potential without distortion, add the intro and outro, done. That takes the same amount of time if it's a three-hour file, with the exception of exporting and uploading that episode into your hosting. It might take a little longer to do that, but let's be real. So that's why basic edit is also a very popular option that clients take. I chose to go basic for a number of reasons. Time is one of them. I don't have the time to scrub this stuff. I'm trying to push out 2 a week and I need to save time and resources. I could easily hand this off to one of my editors and have them scrub, but now that's going to cost me money. As I mentioned earlier, these are some of the reasons why I want to get this on my monetized channel. Someday I might have someone edit for me. But the second reason I'm doing it this way is because it's natural and it's me. This is how I am. And that's the whole point of this podcast. It's a journal. I don't know about you. I've tried writing in journals before, and I can't stay consistent with it. But I'll tell you what. My penmanship is chicken shit scratch. And it's scribbles, and it's misspellings. It's brutal and probably only, you know, readable to me. Because that's just what's coming out of my brain. It's honestly faster than what my hand can handle. And I'm not trying to pretend that I'm some super smart brainy guy. It's just my mind races and spins. And that's why I mumble sometimes and stumble and stutter. Because my lazy ass mouth can't keep up. But if you are always aware of it, now I'm speaking directly to any podcaster out there that records audio. If you really try to go into your recording mindful of filler words, you will use them less and understand that space is okay. Dead air is okay. Now, dead air is a term from radio, which I have a lot of experience in from back in mid-90s through the mid-2000s. Now, in radio, dead air is death. If you notice, you listen to a radio station, it is nonstop. There is no space. And if there is, I'm guaranteeing you, the manager for that station is pissed and is absolutely contacting whoever edited that commercial or whoever the DJ is that, you know, stopped talking and then took, God forbid, 2 seconds to be able to start the CD or however they do it now. That 2 seconds feels like a year in radio. And it is not acceptable. But it is acceptable. And radio just force feeds you. And the DJs are trained to constantly talk. In my opinion, spacing is okay. If you listen to Howard Stern or any of these professionals out there, they take a beat, they take a breath, they don't have to talk 1,000 miles an hour. It adds realness, drama, and in some cases, and theater of the mind. That's why radio is always, well, it's not so popular now, but theater of the mind, it makes you think of whatever story someone's telling you, you envision it in your head, your way. I'll put it to you this way. In music, the true music, the true emotion of music is the space between the notes. It's the rests. It's the space between the quarter notes. Like, listen to Pink Floyd. The absolute kings, the king as a band, but as individuals, they are kings of dramatic music with space. Things breathe. It's not like speed metal, which I can appreciate in some cases, but there's no space to understand what's going on. Things are flying by so fast, but if you listen to a nice David Gilmour solo, the reason why you can feel it is because of the space. It gives you time to listen and really sit back and listen to it. So I'm trying to self-edit better and more. It's a challenge. But you're going to hear a filler word here and there, and it's okay, because I'm trying to be a human as well. So it's time to go. As always, thanks for listening. And check my website out, ShelbyRowProductions.com. You can also go to my Instagram at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. I know you're sick and tired of hearing me say that, but it's called Call to Action, and I'm a fucking professional. That's it, y'all. Have a great day.